Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Do you find yourself short-winded? If you walk a distance from, 10 yards, do you find you're out of breath? Well, there's a couple of different things going on. Obviously, one thing, an area that needs to be looked at are the lungs, because it may very well be that your lungs are congested, and that would block the amount of oxygen that you could bring into your system. So the best way to unclog your lungs is not Mucinex. No, there's actually some wonderful herbs like comfrey. Well, now let me back up. It is a fabulous herb, but you can't use it for a decongestant anymore. The only way comfrey can be purchased is as an over the for cosmetic and external applications. However, I do know some people that break the law and use a little bit of it in a tea to help break up phlegm and mucus. It used to be a great approach, so I'll leave that up to you. But local slippery elm is fabulous. In fact, the Native Americans, whenever there was congestion, they always fed the person a slippery elm gruel. And the reason for slippery elm is because once it gets into the system, it actually helps to break apart the mucus, ball it up, and pull it out of the system. So it's not an expectorant like horehound or pleurisy root. So you're not going to be coughing out a lot of phlegm and mucus. You will just simply dissolve it. So those are some of the things. Now, one of the key nutrients to supplying oxygen to the body, obviously, is iron. Now, on some levels, I believe people get too much iron, and you can tell about that when you look at some of the elder people and you look at the brown spots on their hands and other parts of the body, maybe even their face. What a friend of mine, Dr. Peter Rothschild, once told me is that those are like fatty deposits loaded up with dead blood cells and iron. And I read somewhere, and I don't know how true this is, but it's worth playing with, that if you take a banana peel and you rub it on those brown spots, they will disappear. Go figure. Who knows? Don't know the truth of that. However, it's worth a shot. But iron could be the issue, because iron is one of the oxygen carriers. And if you're anemic, well, then obviously you know therein lies the culprit. There's a product out there. Obviously, you can take an iron tablet. Now, when the iron tablets come from the pharmaceutical companies or the drugstores, there is a tendency for constipation. And I don't remember the type of iron that they use, and that's usually the key. It's that type of iron is very binding and not necessarily in a good positive way. So take a look at iron from the health food store. There's herbal sources. There's a product out there, and I know it's rare you'll ever hear me talk about a product because, you know, I'd rather talk about my own products, but I don't. But there is one out there called Floridex. I'm sure it's still out there. It's an herbal liquid, and it's great as an iron supplement. The other thing are straight iron tablets. Another thing to consider is Gotacola and Ginkgo biloba. Now, you may have heard both of those terms, although one of them, the Gotacola, does get mixed up for people. But you've heard of Ginkgo biloba for the mind. And the reason it's good for the brain, the mind, is because it carries the oxygen to the brain. Look, 25% of all of the oxygen that you bring into your body is relegated to your mind. This is why exercising is so vital, because if you exercise, you're oxygenating your body. When you oxygenate your body, you do two things. You forestall senility, dementia, even Alzheimer's, and you create an environment that is hostile for cancer, because cancer cannot thrive in an oxygen-rich environment. And look at the symbology of both cancer and oxygen. Oxygen is symbolic of spirit. Why? Because where does oxygen come from? It comes from the sky. Where's heaven? In the sky. So the association is heaven, oxygen, air are all symbolic of spirit. This is why your bloodstream, from a symbolic point of view, is symbolic of spirit, because it is rich in oxygen. It feeds your entire body. Every single cell requires oxygen. Everything requires spirit for its existence and to manifest. So, we're looking back at all of these ways to bring in oxygen. Now, there's a lot of different things here that, especially when iron is low, and, you know, I think veggies and vegans and fruitarians, they're the ones who really have more of a need. The meat eaters actually may have too much iron in their system, and that's no good either, because there's a universal teaching that excess leads to rejection. But when iron is low, it actually also affects your immune system, okay? Because it impairs the formation of immunological tissues and organs. It reduces the synthesis of proteins such as your antibodies. And obviously you need your antibodies to go after stuff, right? To kill any germs that are in your system. I didn't tell you about the symbology of cancer and oxygen. Oxygen, we said, is symbolic of spirit. Cancer is symbolic of anger, frustration, resentment, and guilt. Many times, anger and sometimes the resentment and the frustration can lead to anger. So I see anger as being a really big thing. And when anger is manifesting in somebody's life, more often than not, it will come down to an issue of doubt or fear at work. Look, we all want to act and be courageous. The truth of the matter is, I don't care who it is, Barack Obama, Putin, I don't care who it is. Everybody deals with doubt in some arena in their life. No matter how much bravado they present, there's still that doubt at work. And the doubt can get you into resentment. I resent the way they do things, and it frustrates me the way they do things. So you can begin to see how the four negative energies of cancer really cannot survive when someone is in a quote-unquote spiritual blissful place. Now, I'm not talking man-made spirit. I'm talking true spiritual understanding. Understanding that self is a part of the creative continuum and that self has all of the courage and confidence that it requires in order to deal with what it's dealing with. Where the doubt and fear come into play, they're based on man's teachings. They're based on the ego. So the more that you can get to know yourself, the better off you are. Now, I've done the symbology on nutrients as I've talked about them. Iron represents faith because it carries oxygen, and emotional control because it's involved in enzymes for energy release and the transport of oxygen. So you can begin for the removal of carbon dioxide, the removal of poison. So you can begin to see that it takes emotional control not to get into anger, resentment, frustration, or guilt. It takes understanding. Understanding is the key. Feed your mind the oxygen it needs. Exercise. Make sure you're getting oxygen carriers. Ginkgo, go to cola. The confusion is sometimes people think that because it says go to cola, that they're tying it into caffeine. That is not the case. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz. Stay well.